This is RSBNB Update, episode 261, recorded Friday, June 18th, 2010. That horse took a bullet. Hello, everyone. Chief Snake is here with me today. It has also been our start of year 6 of RSBNB Update. As you guys know, last week we celebrated year 5 with Pika, my first co-host. And it's been roughly 20 episodes or so since you've heard this other guy here. He's sailed the seas from the Beaufort Sea all the way back to the English Channel. But he's back in southwest England now. And he's going to be joining us for this episode of RSBNB Update.
No, you got that completely wrong.
That's Brad. Version 1.
This is like deja vu all over again.
No, it actually feels different for me, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it
Things
does.
Have changed in that short a time?
Yeah.
I never loved you. I was just pretending.
Anyway, so... You can tell us everything later in the what have you been doing section, because I'm sure you'll want to give a nice spiel on everything to keep everybody's appetites. What's the word I'm looking for?
Satisfied.
Yeah, satisfied until next time. But
until next year or the year after.
Anyways, but you're also hearing Chief Snake, who you guys know is Brad too right now. So
same old.
Yes, he's relatively the same as last week, I think.
Relatively the same.
Well, yeah, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And no!
That was a fairly big change when you left.
That was pretty great for one of the first things to bring up in the show. That was a commendable effort, Shane.
Yeah, I'm just getting started, you know? I'm sure Star Trek will come up at some point in this episode.
Oh, God.
It just did.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was fine, but no, Star Trek, I can't condone. Sorry,
Shane. Remember a few weeks back, you brought Star Trek into it?
So we're going to move on to the RuneScape updates for a start today.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, tell us about the first one.
The thing that this podcast is actually about, well, I don't know what there is to say, Shane. This week we had an update called Ancient Effigies. And I had to look up that word up in the dictionary personally. But
okay, what is an effigy then?
That's a good question. Wait,
it's like an effigy is like a crude representation of someone you don't like that you intend on harming, isn't it? It's some sort of crude representation of something else, generally a person.
You have a definition.
Effigy. It's a representation of a person, especially in the form of sculpture or some other three-dimensional form. Sort of right, not crude, really, if it's a sculpture.
Okay.
Middle French, effige, from Latin, effigies.
You know that French accent you just did there? That sounds like the scary French accent.
I can't do a French accent.
Anyway.
Ha ha ha!
No. I don't think so, Brad. So, did anybody get any of these ancient effigies yet, or are we all not of the combat type?
Is that a trick question? Considering Brad doesn't play RuneScape, I haven't touched it since the update. I didn't actually notice that the update came out, to be honest. But...
I haven't logged in since this update was released.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
But...
Nice.
Anyways, so suffice to say, none of us have got an ancient effigy, which is too bad. The definition I looked up said it could look something like the coin bears an effigy of Lincoln. So maybe I'll get an effigy of Lincoln or something.
Because it's a representation of Lincoln. I don't think it's going to give you a coin with a picture of an abyssal demon on it.
That'd be interesting, though, you know?
Commemorative RuneScape coin that's in pixels and is completely pointless.
I'd buy one of those from the Jagex store if they had them.
Although Jagex are are fond of doing things that are completely frivolous to the actual game, see Dungeoneering.
No. Dungeoneering is a good
skill. No.
It's a good skill.
No.
Yeah, you know, I've never said no like that since you left, so.
It's all coming back to you now.
Right. So there's four stages to each effigy. It starts at 91, next one's 93, 95, then 97, and then in each of those you'll need a certain, one of two skills. One is assistable, the other is not assistable. So let's say one of them is runecrafting and the other is summoning, which is one of them, which would be really hard seeing 91 runecrafting, you know? But 91 runecrafting would be the assistable one. 91 summoning, obviously, would not be the assistable one. So, as you can see, that's kind of how they balance this out in either way. So if you don't have the level, you can still get some use out of it by assisting someone and advancing it to the next stage and getting the lamp at the end. So it should be stated that each of these starts off by going up in increments of 5,000 experience. So the first one at 91 will be 15,000 experience in the respective skill you use to advance it, then 20,000, then 25,000, then 30,000 for the last one. So, in a way, you guys see what I mean here? How if you don't have the level, the person assisting you will get that XP, but you'll still get the reward at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this reward at the end is actually what's called a Dragonkin lamp, and the experience is related to your level in that skill. So something around, say, level 50 or so would give probably, I forget what the experience value is, I think 10,000 XP, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think, I should know that as well. Yes. 60 gives 10,000 XP.
Okay. And then as you get closer to 99, it will increase. And I think the topmost one is at level 99. 48,029. Where'd you get that number?
I took a shot in the dark. What can I say? No, I looked it up.
Yeah. It's x cubed over 20. Okay. See, what that means out there is you take your number and you multiply it by itself three times. So if your level is 75, you'll go 75 times 75 times 75 divided by 20. Brad, do you know what an x cubed means?
No. But I never really did care for the finer points of mathematics.
You should. It's a good skill to have.
Yes, right? Shane, we should all do exactly the same as you. A right, world Chief? In which everybody is like you is a utopia.
Right, Chief? Math is good?
Yes.
I'm not denying it's good. Fantastic. Really not one of my strengths.
Okay. So you say it's good then?
Yes, of course it's good.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because you know you are surrounded here by two math kind of people, so wouldn't be nice to say one of our favorite things is bad.
I think you're both vulgar fractions.
Just a fraction, not like an irrational number.
You're an irrational number and a vulgar fraction.
Oh, that was a good comeback.
Anyway, so the ancient effigies, I quite look forward to getting some of these, seeing as you can get 48,000 experience in these, and they can be used in any skill that you want, so.
Farming!
No, dungeoneering. Or runecrafting. Or summoning.
Are you still raising farming?
I should be, but I haven't got around to it.
Ooh.
I want top 100, but the plan, I'll talk about my master plan
Shane.
Later.
The plan.
Not that I can speak or anything, but...
Yeah, but...
You can, I just heard you.
Brad, you seem awfully well lubricated today. Did you have any, like, wine before you came
in
or anything?
Excuse me? Excuse me? Don't make such a remark. Especially you, of all people. Innuendo from Shane. In your end,
no,
I should say.
It's not. It just means, like...
What, do you think I'm drunk?
Yes.
Shane, do you mentioning that I am such an alcoholic that I'm drunk at 9:20 a.m.
Well, it's just, you just seem more energetic than you used to be.
Honestly, I haven't had an alcoholic drink in almost 2 weeks. Not because I'm, you know, like trying to quit because I'm an alcoholic, but I just haven't.
You know, okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Tweaks and fixes. The Orb of Oculus has been upgraded and given new functionality and features to help you all with your in-game video.
Yay. Fantastic. We'll all be using this. I really should be using this, but...
You know, this new feature is it allows you to save positions, and then, so like, move to position 1, move to position 2, move to position 3. Then if you hit replay, it will smoothly transition the camera from position 1 to 2 and then to 3. That's what they added, I think. At least that's what I think they added. But...
My sort of feeling on this Orb of Oculus thing is, I used to think it was really amazing when people were able to do those great effects without such an easy tool like this. So I think it sort of demeans it for the most talented video makers that now, you know, anybody can do it easily.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah. The thing I still don't like about the orb is that you can't be in the picture because you're holding this orb thing, you know? Like, you got to get your actors around you. Like, you couldn't use this to shoot, like, a 99 farming party or something. Like, ideally, in an ideal world,
you'd have to have another person to do the shooting, wouldn't you?
Well, no. Like, ideally, what they could have done is they could have made it mountable, you know, like put it up in a tree or something.
What if there are no trees around?
Well, then put
you didn't plan for this, did you? You haven't thought this through.
Yes, I did, actually. If there's no trees around, you can use the tripod, which you can buy from Farouk.
Excuse me?
The tripod.
From who?
Farouk, the guy that sells it?
I think that's such a questionable name for a game which is aimed at young adolescents.
Anyways, I actually tested this out, and I did notice a slight problem with it. If you change modes between, I think it's aim and focus mode, you lose your points you've saved. So if you accidentally press that F1 button, you're kind of screwed.
Who accidentally hits the F1 button?
I don't know. It's
unless
right
you have
above,
massive hands.
It's right above W, you know?
On my keyboard, it's a good inch from W.
Yeah.
1 centimeter on mine.
Good God. Even so, you'd have to be fairly clumsy to hit the wrong key. Or, you know, not proficient at typing at all.
But then we are dealing with Shane.
Yeah, he's a bit special.
No, it's just I type fast, you know?
That's yeah. All. Maybe a little bit slower and more accurate is better than faster and less accurate.
Next thing, then.
And why are you going to be typing an essay at speed when you're recording RuneScape and Cinema anyway?
What do you mean, typing an essay?
Well, no, because you said your whole argument was you might accidentally hit F1 when you're doing your video, right? And then you said you type fast, meaning you probably might hit the F1 when you're typing fast. But those two things aren't compatible. Why would you be recording a video on RuneScape
using this thing
and typing fast?
It's a programmer kind of thing. Programmers use their
hands.
What,
trying to find any kind of fault?
No. They use their hands to get the arrow keys and stuff to navigate around. So,
but still, there's no reason
I punch
why
away
you
quickly.
Should... Even yeah, but the arrow
so
keys are even further
in.
Away from
no,
F1.
I use there's I, J, K, and L in some text editors.
Yeah, that's across from F1.
Yeah, but still, the entire thing, typing fast.
Okay,
it's a habit.
Underlining the point, if you hit F1 accidentally, you're a retard and you deserve to have your movie spoiled.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
Chief, what do you think? Back me up here.
I don't know. Just going back to what you were saying about punctuation, I can't even do that. I still suck at hitting those little keys less than and greater than, but... So, you know, if I was aiming in that direction, I doubt I would have any possibility of hitting the F1 key whatsoever.
Okay. But my point was that the WASD and the Q and E to move.
Even though I suck at punctuation keys. No, so. I'm pretty sure they're quite far apart.
Yeah, mine's about 2 centimeters away.
Everyone get your rulers out.
I don't have one here.
Okay, so you're estimating.
Well, no, I know my keyboard.
I know my keyboard.
Moving on. The classic Clan Wars arena is now entirely multi-way, with the exception of a small area around each entrance portal. Okay. It's nice to know. A small monkey has opened a sword shop in Varrock. If you stop by, he may be able to sell you something from his own stock.
A monkey?
The dragon scimitar. Yeah, a monkey.
What? I figured he'd just be selling bananas.
At a sword shop.
So, you know, get a sword, get some food. It's no different than in America, where you can go and, you know, get a coffee and a gun.
Yeah, you know, it is dragon scimitars. He has 10 of them for 100k each. So.
Oh, well, that would have been handy if it was bananas, because there aren't enough stocks of those.
Yeah.
What do you need bananas for?
Fruit bets.
Okay. When I was
have to go
making
all the way to Lathis.
When I was making fruit bats, I used bones to bananas and bought cheap bones off the Grand Exchange.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
But you would cost money in runes, surely.
Yeah, but not that much.
Well, it would cost even more in the bones, but
I couldn't
do that when I tried, just because they wouldn't buy.
Oh, yeah. One thing also with this is one would think you would need your monkey speak amulet to talk to this guy, but you don't.
Oh, that's ridiculous. They're making it far too easy.
So he just
it's
speaks
not
in,
that hard to get to Apatol.
He just speaks in monkey
especially
talk.
Especially not with
a
teleport.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Precious
and,
because
oh,
people,
yeah, and there's even that new agility route there as well. Or what? No, fairy ring, sorry.
Yeah,
not
that,
oh, yeah, fairy ring.
That's
yeah,
a nice way to get there.
That goes on to the agility course.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But.
Where were we? Yes. Also, you can now convert clay into soft clay by using the humidify spell.
Oh, cool. Actually, that's.
Yeah, that's good because I know that was really annoying when I made my house tablets. So, I give them a good round of applause for that. I just wish you could make tablets still with the other spell books because that would make things a lot easier, I think, you know? But anyways, next up was their International Fight Knights. Knights with a K. Just to refresh your memories, over 7,000 players from 12 communities took part in this tournament. After many battles, the Polish team triumphed to win the first International Fight Nights tournament. Second place went to the Belgian/Dutch team, and third place went to the Finnish team. They're all European.
Go Europe!
I wonder where the Americans placed.
They were last. They were busy getting food at McDonald's.
Now, be nice. Not everybody in America is like that.
I will indulge in racial stereotypes.
But the point of this being, they put out a rather nice wallpaper featuring the International Fight Nights, so you guys can head on over and take a look at that at the International Wallpaper section on the RuneScape site. Oh, that's good. They still make 1920x1200 versions. What do you guys think of this one? You guys going to use it?
I just saw a thumbnail of it. It looks fairly plain compared to other things that brought out. Wait, I have to go back to it.
And the watermark. It's they've made the watermark not as apparent as it was before, so that's always good.
Oh, yeah. Although you could just crop it out. No, that is a nice watermark.
Yeah.
Compared to
it?
What they've had before. No.
Okay. Brad?
What do you think?
Yes.
Well, you think wrong then, sir.
Okay, so that's that. Next up is the Castle Wars Killstreak competition result. The killstreak was won by Guns Boss. The winner won Castle Wars artwork, framed Castle Wars artwork that's signed, and 12 months of RuneScape membership. Now, last week we had a little debate on the show about this with Pika. He said 60 to 70. Chief, what'd you say again?
Oh, I don't know. I said less than him.
Okay, so like, I think it was around 40 or something.
That's a pretty insane number.
Yeah, slightly off.
I said 25.
I've got to say. Oh, okay, what do we owe Pika? Didn't we bet him something?
I don't know. But the winning...
Damn it, I should have learned not to do that from Brad. Yes, learn from my many mistakes.
The winning kill count was 192.
That's crazy.
I know.
Pretty impressive. Well, impressive is one word for it. I would ditch the artwork, actually. That's a pretty embarrassing award.
Why?
For your efforts.
We
stick it on eBay.
We haven't even seen the artwork.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah. But you wouldn't really, or I wouldn't really want something like that hanging in my room. I don't know about you, Shane.
Well, you know, I think it's our job as providing media on this thing to look at this from all sides, you know. It's kind of like we should kind of indulge in the Jagex store, maybe one of us. Just like one of us should go to RuneFest that's currently in company here. Preferably someone on the island.
Oh, yeah. Somebody should go to RuneFest that's being held in the United Kingdom. One of us, you know, one of us is in Canada, one's in New Zealand, and one's in the United Kingdom. So I wonder who that should be. Shade, I'm not going there. If you pay for my ticket, I might consider going in with a big hood over my head and staying for 5 seconds.
Oh! No, we'd expect you to go get, like, audio interviews and stuff from the people there, you know?
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, do you really think I am the best type of person to send to a convention for interviews? I'd probably get thrown out.
Yeah. Why?
For insulting Jagex.
They wouldn't know who you were.
Yes,
you posted your picture.
Once I started asking them questions, they probably would throw me out.
Yeah, they'd find out.
Anyways, Guns Boss. You know, I'd like to see the artwork, and it might be something worth hanging up, you know, because sometimes concept artwork can be very...
Oh, yeah.
Very... I'm looking for a certain word here. Very inspiring from a developer standpoint, you know? Seeing where something comes from and everything, and then where it ends up at the end. So.
This isn't going to turn into the whole front-end, back-end server thing, is it?
No. No.
Good.
Anyways, so that's that. 192 kills. It's time for the poll now, which is guaranteed content already for Halloween. The reward.
I don't like guaranteed content polls. They're boring. Give us some excitement.
What was that one we had 2 weeks ago or something? I forget. There was a poll in which people always were contradicting themselves or something.
I
forget what it was.
I have no idea. Oh, another little short poll. Okay. At least
go ahead.
No word for me. Which of these rewards would you most like to see in our Halloween 2010 update? The bone brooch with similar transformative powers to the Easter ring. This diabolical decoration turns the wearer into a pile of bones upon command. Pumpkin seeds, if you think any patch of ground can be greatly improved by the presence of decorative pumpkins, these quick-grow pumpkin seeds will be for you. Plant and watch the instant results. Skeletal puppy, give the dog a bone. Well, not if the dog is made out of them. The skeletal scallywag could be your new best friend, a bony new pet to play with. Squeak, the little-known beast buddy of Eek the Spider. Squeak is the bat everyone wants to have in their belfry. Belfry. Cheeky Belfry. And squeaky. Sorry. Cheeky and squeaky, he'll hang around and make you smile. Mummy costume, not your average cheap knockoff costume made of toilet paper. This is 100% genuine. Highest quality set of mummy garments. You'll certainly feel like the daddy in these, so to speak. As for... Oh, I need to vote.
Which one would you vote for?
I'm voting for pumpkin seeds purely because it's farming related.
I'm betting Skeletal Puppy will be the leader.
And
what you vote for?
Shockingly, Pumpkin Seeds has the least votes with 5% right now.
I'm going to vote for Mummy Costume. Actually, yes, Mummy Costume. No, I'm going to vote for Pumpkin Seeds because it's got the least. So I don't really care. I don't really care which one wins. But I think that... Oh, no, the bone brooch is winning. That's surprising. That's boring. I mean, it could turn into a pile of bones. Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. What kind of self-respecting male wants to wear a brooch? I mean, this game is comprised
what's
entirely
the difference
of males.
Between a brooch and any other kind of pin thing?
Women wear brooches.
Essentially,
old women specifically.
Oh, okay. I see. I voted for, of course, the pumpkin seeds as well. I just hope that you'll be able to, like, harvest the pumpkins, you know, and, like, have some form of a pumpkin that's not one of the old-style pumpkins, you know? I think it'd add, like, a whole new dimension to the game, because you could like, chop them up, make pumpkin pie, carve a jack-o'-lantern out of it, and put it in your POH. You could chop it up and stew it and make pumpkin soup, which sounds utterly disgusting, but it's apparently not. Yeah.
We had pumpkin soup tonight.
And is it good?
It is good. It was nice tonight. You don't have that there, Brad?
Don't have what?
Pumpkin soup.
Yes, we have pumpkin soup here.
Yeah, it's normal.
Since it's made from a fruit, do you put salt or sugar in it?
It's a vegetable, and we put salt in it.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't put sugar in it. That would be nasty.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's not like your pumpkin pie. It's not sweet.
Unfortunately, anyway. The pumpkin seeds are in last. 39% the bone brooch, followed by the skeletal puppy, then the mummy costume, then Squeak, best buddy of Eek.
Oh, hold on. My dog wants to escape my room.
Oh. Is it a skeletal puppy?
Not really. He's kind of fat. I mean, you couldn't call him anything near skeletal.
Okay, I see. So, you say he's fat. Can he still, like, walk up the stairs and stuff?
Well, yeah, he's not that fat. Just rather plump.
Okay. That's it for the RuneScape updates this week. So with that being said, we're going to move on to questions now. We got three audio questions this week. The first one is from Defy All Odds.
Dear hosts of RSB&B, Defy All Odds here as always. My question for this week is, if you were allowed to take one item from each other's banks, inventory, or one item that you own in general, which item would it be? And you would be able to keep this item forever. And on a side note, you cannot take the item that the person has already taken. I.e., if I wanted to take something from you that is currently residing in your bank, it's mine forever now. So which would you guys take from each other? Thanks, as always, to File Odds out.
Brad can go first.
That's a difficult question. I don't know what I want. I don't really play the game, so I'm not that concerned about pixel trinkets. Shane Santa.
Damn it.
That was
definitely my first choice as well. But, oh well. Apart from that, Shane has just informed me that he is the proud owner of a Sarodome and Godsword and a Dragonfire Shield. So I'm going to have to go with his Godsword since I already have a Dragonfire Shield.
Okay.
That would be a rather significant addition to my wealth.
And I'm going to take Brad's
Shane for your generosity.
Damn you. So
we're even
all
now.
Even. Yes.
Well, no, I lost my gun
well,
sword.
Yeah. Only small.
Shane lost a god sword. Nobody else lost anything. All is fine in the world.
Nobody took anything from Chief. That's not fair.
I
yawn.
I know you have a Santa. I don't know what valuable things he has.
He has like 50,000 oak planks.
I don't want those.
Yeah, I have 45,000 actually. I have a Zemurak God Sword and a Dragonfire Shield.
One of those is going now. Brad?
What?
Which one are you taking from him?
I've already made my choice. I'm taking your Santa hat.
I thought we had to take something from each person.
No, I think it was just one
item. I'm not going to complain about that.
Okay, then. Thank you, Mr. Defile Odds. Wonder what his first name is. Anyways, next audio question is from a guy named Brendan.
Hey, Shaving Chief. I'm looking into buying a laptop that will play RS well for under $200. Do you have any suggestions? Thanks. It's a great show.
So if you couldn't hear that...
He wants a laptop that will play RuneScape well for under $300. So, does anybody want to discuss this first before I chime in on this?
Brad, go. Say something. Anything.
I have no opinions on the subject. I don't know if it would be possible for you to get a laptop that will play RuneScape for under $300 or $300, or if it wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's my answer.
I'm not familiar with the pricing, so.
My guess would be no.
Have at it, Shane.
Primarily, what you can get for $300 consists of low powered netbooks, and those netbooks don't have standalone graphics cards, which is really what you want for RuneScape HD. So you're kind of out of luck there. So my bet.
Is that true? You can get a netbook over here for $300.
Yeah, you can.
On special at the lowest possible price. Besides the point.
Yeah, so continue to save your money until you have a little bit more. I think $500 would have to be the bare minimum for how much you'd want to spend on a decent computer. But then, even then, you're not going to get something that's going to shine like something that was probably around in the $900 range if you put that much into it. Because ultimately, everything inside a computer nowadays is commodity. So it doesn't matter who you buy from. It's main things to always consider are when you're choosing who to buy from is the warranty you're going to get, the build quality of the actual enclosure, and if you need a customer support or anything like that. Because if you do, you should probably look into somebody who's more known for their customer support or something like that. But
which is quite, necessary with any sort of laptop, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're small computers, basically a computer on a chip nowadays. And if something goes wrong, you can't really fix that yourself, aside from minor things like the hard drive and memory. So it's always good to get extended warranty with the portables, so you really should consider that. But, my current favorite portable companies are Apple and Dell. So.
No way, Apple, that's a surprise.
Well, yeah, it's a good computer. It's both Macs I've owned have been the best computers I've ever owned, so... Just from a warranty and hardware standpoint. What?
Never mind, Shane. Move on.
Okay. Thank you, Brendan. Next audio question is from Asa.
Dear Shane, Brad version 1 and Brad version 2. I was wondering whether any of you play Team Fortress 2 and what your favorite class is to play as. I personally prefer Spy, Engineer, or Sniper, with my favorite being Spy. Thanks for the great show again. ExileQ/BrimK/Asa.
Looks like somebody read the questions topic carefully this week.
Yes, yeah, somebody figured out the clue that was in there.
You want to enlighten everyone?
Well, if you look at Shane's wording on the question topic, which I don't suppose most of you actually look at, you just... post your questions. It says, best start your questions now. Right now, we are slated to record a few hours earlier than normal. Also, there will be a guest. Do your duty and ask questions of your host, B-R-A-D. For the more retarded among you, spells Brad. But yes, I didn't figure it. Shane, he showed it to me Tuesday. And he said, did you spot the clue? And I said, no. And so yeah, easy thing to miss, unless you're particularly wily.
So congrats to him. And it sounded like he living in like a zoo or something, you know?
I was thinking that. Couldn't you wait until the dog stops barking before
you
record?
I did, yeah, barking dogs.
You should clean your That's ears right. out then.
At least we could hear what he was saying.
Anyways, Team Fortress 2. Chief?
Yep. I quite enjoy the sniper, I suppose.
Well, yeah, it's because he's Australian.
Yeah, I don't really play any other classes. I did play the medic for quite some time, because that was easy. Yeah, sniper is fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends what kind of map you're on.
Is it also because he's Australian and you're in New Zealand, one country over?
No, actually, no. I tend not to like Australians, but there is the distinct advantage of that particular class. So, okay. Unfortunately, I have to trade that off.
Have you ever done the spy because you like speaking French?
Again, that sort of goes against the culture since... I mean, it doesn't go against the culture, but considering I like French things, I absolutely suck at being a spy. I cannot play that class to save myself.
Brad.
Yeah, I don't play as much as I used to. I actually played quite a lot before I went off 4 months ago. But yeah, my favorite class is generally pyro, heavy, and... probably medic as the third one, but I don't enjoy medic because, like she said, it's easy and rather boring. Unless you're playing with someone and you're a medic and they're a heavy. But yeah, it's an alright game. I prefer Modern Warfare 2, personally.
I like Team Fortress 2, but the...
sounded like he was having a breakdown.
But the problem I have with it is finding a decent server, and if you don't find a decent server, the maps are crap, the people in there, team stackers, that sort of thing. But with that being said, when I can find a good server, no doubt, Sniper's my favorite. Second favorite would be the Heavy. Those are my two favorites. Maybe the Pyro. And the medic, just because it's a bit of a spray and shoot kind of thing, seeing as they both have that kind of same kind of gun. So, but I'm surprised Brad didn't put the German medic as his first choice, seeing as he lived in Germany for so long.
Oh yes, because if you live in a country, you're automatically attracted to sort of any sort of facet in a game that mirrors or has a German accent. That makes perfect sense.
Or you could be the on the same island as you, the demo man, the Scottish demo man.
I don't like the Scots, and they don't like me.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about Team Fortress 2?
No.
Okay, then.
Don't buy TF2, buy Modern Warfare 2.
You know, I normally would agree with you there, but I still can't support buying Modern Warfare 2 on the PC.
Which is what I did!
I know, hey. and you went and bought the map packs too. Like,
Do you know why, Shane?
Never tried to anything.
You know why, Shane? Because I
just
dislike,
to get on your nerves.
I dislike these people who take. I didn't do it just to annoy the people. I did it because I wanted to play the damn maps. But I dislike people who take a moral crusade on these sorts of things. Like, oh well, I've already paid for the game. I'm not playing for DLC. Fine, don't. It's £10. £10 is nothing. Okay. I don't have an issue giving someone a minuscule amount of money. For something that I want.
Neither do I.
Yes, you obviously do, because you don't
buy
it.
No, I don't. I'm the one who buys
Shane acts on principle.
Remember? My main idea with it is it's not in the general line of what old-style PC gaming used to be like.
This is consumer capitalism, Shane. Deal with it.
Nonetheless.
So, that's why I don't. Like, sure, I'd like to play the maps, too. My favorite Call of Duty 4 maps have been released in both map packs. But I want to play them, but as a matter of principle, I won't. But anyways.
Shame.
Did you buy both map packs?
No, only one's on the PC.
Okay. Oh, right. You going to buy the second one?
I don't know. I haven't been playing it as much lately. If I'm still playing when it's released, then yes, I'll buy it. But if I'm not playing, then it'd be pretty stupid to buy it.
Okay. Chief, you want to read the first text question?
Right. I'm losing my voice. Hey, guys. It's me again. I have two questions for you today. Well, after listening for a couple of years, I've noticed that the Brads always get nicknames, but Shane never does. So, Shane, what nickname do you want, at least until I or somebody else can think of a better one? Yes.
I don't want a nickname.
I'm
annoying muck incompetence.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pretty convenient that we have Brad on here today because I can't think of anything, but I'm sure he can come up with a multitude of options.
Let's call him. Let's call him Private Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
What?
please tell me one of you has seen Full Metal Jacket.
No, afraid not.
Oh my God. Okay, anyway. It's a film about it's primarily about the Vietnam War, but there's a bit at the beginning where all the soldiers go off to basic training and there's one called Private Pyle who's massively incompetent and can't do anything.
Okay.
No, that must have hit deep. Don't start crying now.
Second part?
Like I did at the end of the last show.
My second question is if you could... Yeah, Shane's never cried in the show. My second question is if you could choose one country or island to live on, what would it be? That's from Dark Abyss. I quite enjoy living in New Zealand. I'm unoriginal. No, I don't really want to say France because I wouldn't want to live there.
France isn't an island.
Well, country or island.
Does it say that?
I don't know what the guy...
The island
wants,
caveat
but,
is superfluous.
Yeah, what are you guys into?
Brad, go first.
No, you go first, Shane.
Oh, yes, I'm going to side with Chief on this and say I'm quite fine with Canada how it is right now, so...
And what a boring answer.
Well, no,
okay,
seriously.
Let me pose a slightly different question. If there was civil war in your country and just your country, and if you stayed, you would be horribly and brutally killed by an angry mob waving pitchforks and torches, where would you go? What is your second choice?
Chief, go first.
Oh, what? No, I'm pretty sure he addressed you there.
Yeah, but I do want to answer both of you.
Yeah, see, both of us.
Yeah, go on. No, Shane, you first. Come on.
Okay.
Second choice.
Yeah, for one thing, I agree with you on that if there was like a civil war or something, it would be natural, of course, to leave. Because
it's just a completely invented series of events to get you to answer the question.
Again, thank you. But, you know, I think if your country is under siege by an evil dictator or something,
geopolitical answer.
It's your obligation to leave, otherwise you are supporting that person.
Yes, so, yes, good. But where would you go to?
I would go to New Zealand.
There we go.
Yay.
Even further away from me than he is now. Excellent. I'll have to start a civil war in Canada, methinks. Right, Chief, where would you go? Second choice.
I'm going to be unoriginal. No, I wouldn't say Canada, actually. I was thinking I would probably just be a traitor and go over to Australia, but if there were civil war here, then I suppose my country would be abandoned and everyone would head over there anyway. So that probably wouldn't be the best idea. So I'd go somewhere far away, likely, if possible. Anywhere in Europe, really. Although now we're getting things from a different perspective. Probably
what
not thinking
Canada?
Of this. As the question originally would have liked.
Why not Canada?
Shane's crushed.
Oh, I would have nothing against Canada. I'm sure. Yeah. Okay, except it is freezing cold.
Pedophile Prime Minister?
Half the time.
He likes Harper. Yeah. He's a Harper supporter.
He's a Harperite.
Yes, as
for me, if I could, anywhere else. Well, it's not a surprising answer, but I'd go and live in Germany. I like Germany.
Okay, not Australia?
No. I've been there. It's overrated.
Okay, and not the U.S.?
No. I think it's got lots of nice, sort of scenery, but I just couldn't put up with the people. Most of the people. Some of the people.
Okay. Thank you, Dark Abyss. Moving on to the next one. Dear hosts, what is your favorite username you have seen in RuneScape from Penstay315? My answer's really simple. I saw this one username called H.
How boring.
And then, of course, there's the level 73 guy whose name is Shane. I want that name.
I remember that. Wasn't that a girl or something?
No, it was a guy. It was a guy.
No, it's Shane. Shane acts like a girl. Probably where you were.
It was a guy.
All right, then. All right.
So I
logged in last night and I saw a couple of people at the Grand Exchange, each with rather unique name. Well, not unique, but one of them was called Vertical, and another one was called Rotation.
Two people?
Two separate people. I don't know. Just anything that is an actual word would be rather nice.
Yeah. I wonder, are they going to be constant residents of 132 then?
I don't know. I don't care anymore.
Not on my 132.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say what would be a good RuneScape name that we've seen, because you see so many every day.
There was an old one which I remember seeing way back when, but I don't know if they're still around, but they used to call Triumph.
Oh, wow.
I used to think that was a good name.
Yeah, that's pretty fitting. I always liked Season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's the top farmer person.
Yeah. Are they still top farmer?
Well, one
probably
of.
Not. They were ages ago.
Top 20-something, I don't remember.
They're number six.
Oh,
and better get going, because four people already have 200 million farming XP.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure I checked that a while ago and, like, someone else had come close, but
I'm regretting buying that armor.
Sped it up.
How
Maybe
expensive
I
would that
have went
be?
For 50 million farming XP.
Too expensive, because seed prices are only increasing, aren't they?
Gotta love inflation.
Yeah. Brad? Or no, we've all said our favorite names, I think.
I said mine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's another one I once saw. This guy modeled his name off of a Star Trek character. He got the name Elam Garrick, which was a Star Trek character in Deep Space Nine.
There we go.
So that was a nice name. I congratulated him on getting that. Then there's another one called Weiyu 9. It was another Star Trek character that I saw.
That was a farmer, wasn't that?
Yeah, Wayun was a farmer.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Who were they? I can't even remember where I know
Wayun,
that person.
Wayun was the evil henchman to the female founder on Deep Space Nine.
In RuneScape.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about Star Trek. I don't know if you noticed.
Okay. Right. Everybody done with that one then?
Okay.
Yes.
Find out who Wayun was, but.
Brad, next one.
Dear Shane, Chief, and possible guest. I guess that's my name. What would you think if Jagex put seasons, daytime, nighttime, and old age, how do you think they would implement them? Maybe for age, every in-game day, 24 hours, would be one RuneScape year, and you would start at age 9. Well, so you can only play for like 3 months before you die. No, I don't see them implementing any of those things.
No, you just continue growing older permanently.
I am no lifer. I am 5,658.
Like that woman in India who claimed to be 157 years old.
Yeah, that was Indonesia, actually.
Oh, okay.
But of those, I think daytime, nighttime is probably the most likely, realistic. But still unlikely. I mean, how are they going to implement that in RuneScape?
Oh, yeah. It's likely.
There was a Q&A 2 months ago or so, and somebody asked a question about day-night and weather and stuff, and no, not going to be happening.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, even if it did happen, it would probably only be for aesthetic value, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Because you can't give an advantage to people who are in a certain part of the world or something.
They'd have to do it with servers, wouldn't they? Like, you know, the US
East Coast servers. Yeah, I suppose so.
Followed,
do you guys remember the Pokemon games where it would turn to day and night and only certain Pokemon would come out at night?
That was annoying. Especially if you wanted to catch a specific one that, you know, only... I think I remember... This is a long time ago, but I think I remember morning in the Pokemon games only used to be like 4 hours or something stupid like that, 3 or 4 hours. So if there was any Pokemon you wanted to catch that were only in the morning, you had to either get up really early or just set your, you know, or set the clock at a really stupid time so that, you know, morning was mid-afternoon in real time. That annoyed me. There's the throwbacks to my childhood frustrations.
Just like when you got frustrated?
And I get frustrated a lot, Shane. That shouldn't be a street of you. Mainly with you.
Like when you
I have got frustrated a lot less since I stopped hosting this show on a weekly basis. Go figure why that is.
Really, if you say so.
Really, if you say so.
Yeah, if you say so.
Said that funny way.
But, yeah, dying in RuneScape, what would be the point in that? Would you, like, I don't know. That one, definitely not.
It's just that they're all they aren't feasible with the game mechanics of RuneScape.
Yeah. You can get old and die in The Sims. My sister has that game.
I think all girls who use computers have that game.
Really? Do you have any data to back this claim up?
Loads of
No.
It's true. You know, I mean, if a girl plays computer games, she's probably
certain to play
The Sims. Because it's a girly game. Although games like The Sims are completely superfluous, because what you do is you actually live a life in a computer. You have to do all these things for these bloody people. Wash them, feed them, you know, clothe them. In a bloody game. Just go and do those things in the real world. You get more benefit from doing it in the real world. Stupid. I mean, yeah, you know, a game like Grand Theft Auto, I can't go out in the street, you know, and pull a guy out of his car and shoot him in the head. So there is a reason for wanting to do that in a game. But living a mundane life and working a 9-to-5 job, that's what, you know, the overwhelming majority of people do in real life. Why would they want to do it in reality?
Are you saying you want to, like, take strangers and dress them in real life and then feed them and bathe them?
No, because that's what I do to myself on a daily basis.
I thought that's you were talking point. About controlling other people in the same way.
No, that's freaky, Shane, and only you with your controlling tendencies would have that sort of inclination.
Right. Okay, thank you, Kyle3285. Moving on, next one is from Paul. Dearest Neo and Brad Squared. Wonder why I'm Neo.
From The Matrix?
I guess.
Attributing your superhuman... Well, not superhuman. Your
superhuman powers of annoyance.
Though Neo isn't really annoying.
The
Neo is pretty hot, Shane. Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Shane isn't cared with aesthetics.
If you've been following the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3 as it's commonly known, what's your favorite announcement so far? Or what are you looking forward to the most forward in this coming year as being at the Expo? First part. Which is practically a tech news story, but we'll cover it now. So I got other tech news that's more important. So, either you guys watch any of it?
I think this is all yours.
Keep up with it, Brad?
Sorry, what were we talking about? I just lapsed there.
E3, have you kept up with any E3 stuff?
No, not my type of thing.
Okay. Well, I guess I am in control here for this question. Honestly, I've not been that impressed so far this year because, well, you see, PS3 people are doing the PS3 Move, which is basically the motion control version of the PS3, and Microsoft has Kinect, which was formerly Project Natal, which is also motion control. So, with that being said, I can't say I'm overly enthused about Move or Kinect because I think it's still rather gimmicky. Like, sure, it's a good stepping stone to future immersive interfaces, but it's not truly immersive because you're still in the analog world, our world, rather than actually in the game world, if you know what I mean. So it's a good stepping stone, but it's not really that interesting to me. But I'd have to say my most favorite announcement so far, if I had to pick something, would probably have had to have been the fact that Microsoft has redesigned the Xbox. Other than that, maybe that they're bringing GoldenEye back to the Nintendo Wii.
Yay. So,
but you can't really call it, I don't think it should be called GoldenEye, because Daniel Craig is going to be the model for James Bond in that, but in reality, it was Pierce Brosnan.
That's just not right.
who did James Bond for the GoldenEye movie. And I personally liked the Pierce Bond rather than I liked the Daniel Craig Bond. So, what about you guys?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan had the look.
Yeah, Brad? Daniel Craig looks a bit too rough around the edges to be James Bond.
So, that's going to be slightly annoying, but we'll just have to wait and see, but I will probably end up getting that one. But the most annoying thing that's come out of this is no announcement of futuristic consoles, because if you think about it, these consoles that are out now were designed in 2004, 2005, and we're in 2010 right now, and the Xbox people have announced that they're going to be focusing on Xbox download content through 2012, so that tells me that we're not going to get any kind of new Xbox before then, which is rather kind of disappointing using 7-year-old hardware for gaming, which really doesn't make much sense, because in doing that you hold the gaming industry back, whereas if you had top-of-the-line hardware you would be more free to experiment and make things more vivid, which is what the PC is for. At the end of the day, I'm hoping that this will act as a way to let the PC shine once again for gaming. But of course, that can't be done when people out there contribute to the problem by buying all these little map packs and things and fostering the growth of the Xbox and stuff like that.
Consumer capitalism, so deal with it.
Yeah, so...
Brad is the one who bought Modern Warfare 2 for the PC, so...
Which is good. I commend him. I commend him for that. Even
you weren't commending him for that before. No, that's fine.
Even though there's no dedicated servers, which...
Yeah, I understand.
it does look better on the PC than it does on the Xbox. Because if you're in a very hectic map and people are throwing smokes and whatnot, eventually your Xbox will begin to choke, and when I played it on the PC, I had no such problems. So, anyways. Also, what do you think of Valve bringing both Steam and Portal 2 to the PlayStation 3 as making the PS3 the premier console, making PS3 the premier console version of Portal 2. Thank you from Paul.
I didn't catch this. Steam on PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
No, I. You didn't tell me about that either.
How's that going to work?
Well, exactly as it sounds. Steam and Portal on the PS3. So you have your Steam account and off you go.
Oh, well, you can sign into it on your PS3.
Yeah. That was
Steam is taking over.
Surprise. You know, it would be good if that's the case, because maybe they can bring some of their PC gaming perspective to the PS3, you know? That would be good. I'd quite like that. If they could, say, bring Counter-Strike, Half-Life, Team Fortress 2, and whatnot, along with Portal to the PS3 with Steam service. So, but you know, this also goes back to the thing I was also thinking of, in which appliance-style computing, which iPad as an example, but gaming consoles can also be in this way, but the Xbox One, of course, is kind of nerfed in terms of hardware, but I think it would be absolutely amazing if there was a new top-end console gaming system that actually took some of the PC ideas and used them, you know? But
what specifically?
Oh, just the more community-based aspects of it, you know? Like, you know, in Team Fortress 2, some maps are community-made and stuff. Like, that sort of thing. Like, map-making, modding. Like, the admin mods and whatnot that you'd see in Team Fortress 2. Those sorts of things. When I say mods, I'm just talking about utility mods. I'm not out for total transformations of the game, because quite frankly that shouldn't happen, because the game was designed to be a certain way, it should be played that way, it doesn't make sense to modify it, you know? In some cases that's worked, Counter-Strike, but I feel like I've been rambling on too long for this question.
That's all right. In conclusion,
be the first time.
Huh? In English first? What?
In conclusion, wrapping
up.
Oh,
in conclusion? I don't have anything to say to conclude it. I already summarized everything.
So. Thank you, Paul, for that question.
Last one.
Bradley?
Hello, the host of this week's podcast. I'm going for the dungeon in my P player and house. My construction level is at 50. What is the fastest way to level to 70? I only have 11 million. Thanks, David Rules 101. Is it still Oak Larders with hammers?
Yeah, pretty Oak much. Larders with the Steel and Creation hammers, and then at 73 for faster XP, switch to Oak Dungeon Doors if you
Except
don't have
he only wants to get to 70, so.
Oak Larders it is.
Oak and Larders, play Steel and Creation for a bit, get some hammers, it won't take long.
Yeah, because you should also look into getting a butler. To bring the planks back and forth
yes.
to the bank.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have a butler.
So, basically, what you're saying you want to do is take some money and take it out of the game and further your construction, though, which is a very good idea. Everybody should get all skills to 70 eventually. Anybody else have anything on that one?
Nope.
Okay, then. That's it for questions this week. Remember, people, please read the topic when you're posting, because the topic is up doesn't mean it's the same as every week. I know we threw you guys last week with the earlier show recording, and this week as well with the earlier show recording, and partially because I should have posted the question topic 24 hours sooner, but read the topic before you post, because one day
I thought it was fine. Enough
well,
notice.
Yeah. I should have posted it, because I posted it at the time I normally post it when we do a Friday night recording.
It's Shane's fault.
Still.
But, like, for an example, one day we might decide to go, we're only doing RS questions this week, so, read the topic before you post, please. And with that being said, we like audio questions. Audio questions almost always get on unless we can't hear you or you're swearing every other word, so, those can be sent to questions at rsbnb.com. Pretty much any format works, and make sure that they're around 30 seconds in length or so. And most importantly, that we can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is pretty important, actually.
And even if
we have been doing pretty well with audio questions
fine,
recently, though, so
thanks
to everyone who's been sending those in.
Yeah, audio questions are good because it's as if you're taking part in the show, you know, and it adds kind of a different voice for people to hear and stuff. So, anyways, tech news. E3, already covered that. I didn't talk about Nintendo, though, did I? I'll just mention that Nintendo brought out the 3DS, which is a 3D version of the Nintendo DS. Not sure exactly how that'll work, but it should be interesting to see how accurate the 3D technology is, if it actually
how
looks
can
like
it...
3D.
Yeah, how
yeah,
can
no,
a little
you need...
thing like that be 3D? Why would you... Oh, that's ridiculous. Continue.
Yeah, you don't need glasses to use it. And once again, another gimmicky thing in terms of...
Oh, God.
No, you don't. You don't. So that's why I'm wondering how it's going to work. I know, it would be understandable if you did need glasses for it, you know, but you don't. So, but, yeah. It should be interesting to see how it all works in the end. And new Kirby, Zelda, and Donkey Kong games have been announced for those of you that are fans of those franchises. I personally never played any of the Nintendo franchises, but that's just me. What about you guys?
Nope.
No, not really, I don't think. It was before my time.
Oops. Let's drop something. Anyways, Sony, once again, the move. Another thing they're doing is 3D gaming as well with, of course, the Sony 3D TVs. Which you do need glasses for, so...
Oh, ID, so Sony are going into those now as well.
Yeah.
I would find that annoying. Having to wear glasses every time you want to watch TV.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're going into this stuff.
I wear glasses every waking moment, so... Yeah.
Yes. And I'm supposed to wear glasses when I drive, but I don't. But, no, I just mean... Wouldn't it annoy you to have to take off those glasses and put on, like, another special set of glasses just to watch the TV?
Well, no, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd have to put the special ones on top because I'm completely blind without my glasses on. Like, right now, if I take these glasses off, I have to move my note paper within about 5-10 centimeters of my eyes to even read what I wrote down.
So that's staring at a computer monitor.
No, it's been like that since I was 5.
So... We had a great discussion about that today, actually, a couple of my friends, about how they can't stand staring at a computer screen for longer than however long it was. But, yeah, one of my friends was getting a headache from it. Too much
art
design.
They got the wrong kind of screen.
Yeah, actually, though. No, she does have a laptop, and so she's got it. Actually, no, yeah, you're probably right.
Okay.
It is the wrong kind of screen. But it's at least it's not a CRT.
Something, but if your computer makes you sore, then something's wrong with your setup. It shouldn't make you sore.
Mm.
I just want to say something about the Xbox design and the fact that it has a hard drive that's internal now that you can pop out, rather than one of the clipped ones, supposedly quieter. And uses touch buttons instead of actual physical buttons that you can push and get feedback from. So that's the new Xbox. And it also includes wireless networking, which is something that the original Xbox didn't have. So good for them on that. And they include shitty video cables, too. They include a composite video instead of a component. Not that... anybody in this generation cares about such a thing, if you know what I mean. Like, when you guys are watching HD content, can you tell if you're watching through composite, component, or HDMI?
No.
Yes, actually. On my, with our satellite box, I mean, not satellite, terrestrial box downstairs, the picture is a lot more vibrant with the HD than the composite connection. And I only just noticed that because I accidentally plugged it, or not accidentally, I was, switching it around for some reason, and And yeah, it is quite a big difference.
Yeah, I can see a difference between each one of them quite clearly, actually. So.
But yeah, if I didn't have the HDMI cable or something, then I wouldn't care. I wouldn't notice it. So yeah, it was just having the comparison there that I saw the difference.
Yeah, I don't know why people can't see that. You know, it's just like people who can't hear a bad audio track or something. It really annoys me when I hear a bad audio track. But
for the most part, though, I mean, composite is perfectly fine.
Oh yeah, and one other thing about the Xbox, as I said, it keeps the CPU and video card the same. The only thing they've done is do a die shrink on it, so it uses less power and produces less heat. So, once again, why should anybody buy a new Xbox if they have an old one? Absolutely no idea.
Less power and less heat. Although it's that means that it's not as good as a space heater.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know, if you take one of the original Xboxes, it can heat a room.
Primary requirement in an Xbox.
Yeah. Also with it, I think Microsoft Kinect is going to be $150 or something in the U.S. And you can buy one of the new Xboxes with Kinect for $400, but I don't know. It's really annoying, the fact that this console is still chugging along, being sold, but I guess that's just me expecting top-end hardware from it. Next up, Office 2010.
It is Microsoft.
Anybody, any takers here?
No.
Chief? To a degree. I've been using the beta version, but it is nothing absolutely spectacular. It just fixes some of the bugs that 2007 had with Windows 7, essentially. There's not really much more that they've added. It's just in.
So I'm not going to be missing anything.
Little tweaks.
I'm not getting
so
it then.
No one who. Yeah, you're not missing anything if you don't get Office 2010.
Okay. I actually use Google Docs for anything that I need to do that requires formatting now. So I don't know why, but I just do. YouTube has a new web video editor. If you go over to, let's see, what's the URL? YouTube.com/editor. You can log in and it will show you all the clips you've uploaded. Then you can take clips from your account and trim them together and then cut down the size and then optionally add another music track and it will create a new video for you. And they said that this is a very, very early product and it's bare in features, they know, but they just wanted to get an editor out the door. So what they're going to do is they're going to take feedback from the users and then see what kind of features they want and then slowly bring those in. But I think it's about time that YouTube had a video editor on their website for this, because it only makes sense if you're offering hosting a video. You should have some sort of upload service, you know what I mean? I mean editing service.
Mm-hmm.
So,
actually, it's pretty cool to be able to do that from the web.
It performs just like any other video editor would, so... You know, I think most people, if all they're looking for is something simple, like from taking, say, a video from their iPhone or something, they could edit it with this and then they'd be good to go. So, good on YouTube for this. I suspect in the future we'll have things like transitions and whatnot, but it doesn't right now. Just another stepping stone towards cloud computing or appliance computing, whichever way you look at it. Anybody else have anything on the video editor? Brad?
No.
Chief?
Nope.
Okay. And just a little public service note to everybody out there. Please make sure you run Windows Update, as there were critical updates this week that could leave you vulnerable if you are running Windows XP still. I don't think Windows 7 is affected or Vista, but still a good idea to run your updates as soon as you can. Also, you'll be wanting to update Flash to version 10.1 because the last version stream of 10.0 point whatever it is had a zero-day exploit in it, so meaning that code could be executed by a malicious website, ultimately causing you trouble. So, once again, just update Adobe Flash. You guys should both do that.
I can't find where the install is. Anyway, okay. I will do that, Shane.
You just go to adobe.com.
Oh, yeah, but I wanted to check it. Right, I'll do that afterwards.
Yeah.
I promise.
My browser's just hanging here, so what's the next thing that we're supposed to talk about?
We are moving on to other things, and first of all, we have the June events, which,
okay, the June events.
Despite the fact that I'm still an events crew member, I am not entirely familiar with.
Yeah, your job was going to be to do YouTube videos and such. We should
talk
about that.
Yeah, so I'm waiting on
June
my
events.
RAM that likes you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you could talk about that after. But
and
events.
Time.
We're doing a Xbox event this month. Modern Warfare 2, not on the PC, Brad, but on the Xbox. Unfortunate for you.
I wouldn't have come anyway, even if it was on the PC.
Okay, that's on Friday, June 25th at 7 p.m. RSVP time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. For those of you guys out there, so 1 week, give or take. An hour later, if you're not into the Xbox, you can head on to RuneScape World 132 and meet at Stealing Creation. There's going to be a Stealing Creation game going on. And then the next day, on Saturday the 26th at 7 p.m. RSVP time, 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern, there is going to be another chapter in the RSVP Amazing Race series. So stay tuned for that, because if everything works as planned, it's going to lead us into another series of weekly events based on that kind of event. So, and finally, the next day will be Castle Wars. It only makes sense to check out Castle Wars because it was updated earlier at the end of May. So we should go check it out and play a few games. That's the RSVP events. If you've never attended one, you should attend one. They're great fun. If you're wanting to know how you can do that, head on over to the forums at forums.rsvp.com and look for the events global announcement.
Oh, I was just thinking I would have liked to go to the Castle Wars one, except it's kind of during school.
You could stay home and play Castle Wars.
Tempting. School or Castle Wars?
That's a difficult choice.
Anyways, moving on. June skill of the month. Runecrafting. Somebody want to read out this massive experience number?
Loading.
What?
That's
not
my god.
There.
That's an interesting graph.
I think that defines.
We are speaking in terms of runecrafting here, though. So
that defines one horse race.
Okay.
Well, I think one of the other horses took a bullet about 4 days ago, 3, 4, 5 days ago.
That's true. The unfortunate person who was in first before got banned.
They were asking
and
shot there.
Now on probation, so you did act badly. Skill of the month is a privilege. You don't get to compete in it.
It's a privilege, not a right.
Yes. So, Brad, Chief, why don't you guys read this experience number out? Then the next two.
Okay, well, in first place at the moment is Reventon 42 with a total experience gain of 3,561,965 XP, putting his average at a disturbing 197,887 per day.
That is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. And the next person?
Second place is Jaden with 889,000, which is pretty commendable. I mean, congratulations for having stuck with it. Because, I mean, he only...
He's more than doubled his stuff.
Runecrafted for about 6 days. So yeah, that's pretty impressive. And yeah, more than doubled to start with. Shane, you are Shane is in a close third place. I don't see why you don't continue, because you could do quite easily in Path Jade and get second place. Shane has 730,000 XP. Closely followed again by Davo with 612,000 XP. And then behind him is Alex SE with 282,000. And then it sort of drops a bit more slowly from there.
And you're number 13 or 14 now.
No, I'm 15 now.
Yeah. At least you got some XP.
Yes.
You know?
That person who got 60 XP and is averaging 3 a day. Wow.
That's the way to do it. But, yeah, so this is a rather shocking skill of the month graph. I'd encourage you to take a look at it. rsbnb.com/skotm. Everybody else has quit, unfortunately. So.
Well, yeah, you would quit when somebody else is that, you know, far in front.
And I quit because I got 80 and I didn't want to do any more. And going from 730 to 889 is like going from 79 to 80 again, and I don't want to do that. So.
Yeah, and it's just for runner-ups, not even for first place.
Yeah, I know. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyways, we've also wrapped up our RSBNB update. Note, RSBNB update, 5th birthday contest. Our winner, Chief?
Cough. sorry. I'd almost forgotten who our entrants were. We had a fair few entries, actually, but...
7, I think.
Which is pretty good compared to what we had in the past. So thank you for actually getting your entries in this time, being proactive. The winner is, however, although I was torn between a few of them, the winner is, drumroll please, Lord Steemo, with an inspiring song and about the hosts of RSBNB Update.
And it's modeled after a Kelly Clarkson song.
Yes, it's modeled after the Kelly Clarkson song.
Okay, it just went massively down in my estimations.
Huh? Oh,
I actually had to look the song up because I couldn't remember how it went, but then I understood.
What's down in your estimations, Brad?
The fact that he modeled it after some shitty pop song.
Oh, have you not heard the song, Shane?
No, I haven't. Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, no, wait. Kelly Clarkson was the American Idol. Wasn't she?
I've not heard it either. I know who Kelly Clarkson is, but I don't think I've heard the song.
I don't want to play it because I don't want to get sued.
I'm pretty sure it was pretty
if you want to hear it.
Popular on the radio at some point, at least over here. So. But yeah, I'm thinking we need to sing this.
Yeah. Brad?
What?
Do you have a copy of the song, Brad?
No.
Send them one.
Would you like a copy of the song?
No.
Okay. It actually wouldn't work if I pasted it to you because it has no line breaks because Shane sent it to me and his
that's YouTube
text signature is a bit useless. But
that's because it's
Oh, that's awful. That's... oh. Ugh. Okay, so, well it's a good job. I'm not still co-host, or you wouldn't have won.
No, I'm not going to sing it, actually, no.
Oh.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. See, Lord Steemo should have sung it himself. You would have got on the show instantly had you have done that. You know, no hesitation at all. So
yeah.
If you are interested in getting on the show without any doubt in future, that is probably the way to go, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gottfried is the new host. We loved him the most.
What?
The line in this song.
Where does it say that?
Then one day Brad said, I'm going to have to leave you. Guess it had to happen one day.
Yeah.
I think I like him for the fact it has the line, we loved him the most about me. You know, flattery is.
Anyways, Lord Stimo will be getting in contact with you to come on the show at the time that's convenient for you and us. Also, I'd like to throw an honorable mention out to Asa Brimk, Exile Cube, for throwing together
a
birthday card.
That was my
hand-drawn.
And Shane's next favorite, for that matter. We're pretty much on the same
page. We never got entries of this caliber when I was on the show and we did bloody contests. No offense to everybody who entered those contests, but we didn't get anything on the caliber of like somebody actually making lyrics for a song.
Oh, damn straight. No, but at least these lyrics are about you, so I mean, you can't complain that much.
But why do you?
Now that you're gone, they realize how much they love you.
But I think that song, looking at the lyrics, is about since you've been gone, now I'm getting over you and I don't really care. So.
Perhaps
it's also quite pertinent. Anyway.
Yeah, there would have been more people in top contention for winning this if you guys had realized that it's RSBNB Update Birthday, not RSBNB. The RSBNB birthday is in August.
How many entries did you get?
7, I said.
Oh, 7, right. And RSBNB is older than 5.
RSBNB is coming 6 this year.
Yes.
In August. So it's RSBNB Update, not RSBNB. RSBNB is the parent of RSBNB Update. Please keep that in mind for future contests. It said quite clearly on the page where you had the rules and whatnot. I've also said RSBNB Update multiple times. We had RSBNB Update for Pika last week. So RSBNB Update is it. Anyways, birthday contest. That's what that was.
That's what that was, dumbass.
Yes, it was a birthday contest. And I'm already planning the next contest for sometime.
Really?
Yeah.
The song contest.
Anyways. Yeah, that's actually going to be it. Sing a song.
RSBNB Idol. We've done that before, or tried to do it before, or suggested we do it before. Did anybody enter that?
Entries for that? Yeah.
Didn't we do it?
Two people.
Hardly anyone entered. Two people.
Poison did. Poison and Blooper Singer.
Oh, he would, wouldn't.
The extrovert.
Yeah, he was always a little odd like that. But anyways.
Shane, you calling somebody odd is most unfair.
Do you have a pick for us?
Yes, I have a pick.
Yay.
My pick, which I always used to hate doing, and Shane pulled this out on me. I think it was it was last night. It was like almost a thing to try and rile me, going, "Oh, it's your pick tomorrow," because it always used to annoy me every year. I mean, but I'd anticipated he'd say that, and I already had one prepared. So screw you, Shane. My pick is a movie called Unthinkable. It's actually pretty unusual in the fact that I don't think it's actually been in cinemas, or if it wasn't for a long time, then it was pulled. Most people who have seen it because of a preview that was meant for the awards people that got onto BitTorrent, and that's how I saw it. It's supposed to be released on DVD very soon. But anyway, it's a film basically about a guy who puts 3 nuclear bombs in 3 hidden locations in cities in America, and then he actually purposely allows himself to be captured. And it's basically a film about sort of a question revolving around how brutal should interrogation methods be to get this information out of him when lives of tens of millions of people are at stake. It's a very good film, actually. It's a very good film.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson's
title is Unthinkable?
Unthinkable.
Okay.
But it is R-rated because they do some pretty extreme forms of torture. Nothing really sick, but sort of things like electrocuting him, and they cut his finger off, and they also pull his nails out. So
rated R for that?
There's language. Oh, and they also slashed Samuel L. Jackson is like a maverick interrogator, and he's the one who does all these extreme interrogations. He's not affiliated with CIA or FBI or anything like that. And there's this one scene where they bring his wife in, who's his wife is a Muslim, and he's a white American, and he's like a converted Muslim. And they try and use her to and to get him to talk, but he doesn't. So Samuel L. Jackson gets frustrated, lashes out, and slashes her throat. And then they also, towards the end, which is probably when it gets quite dark, they actually use his children as his two young children as sort of like collateral to get him to talk. And Samuel L. Jackson threatens to harm them, even though he tells everyone else he's not going to. It's just a trick to get the information. He's not going to harm them. But then he actually locks himself in this torture chamber and threatens to kill them if he doesn't tell. And he does tell them. This is the ending. You so know, if you want to watch it, you don't want to let it go away now. But the ending is he actually tells. Under the threat of his children being killed or hurt, he tells them where the three bombs are. But Samuel L. Jackson still isn't happy because he maintains that there's a fourth bomb and that he's planned it all along and that he's planned to give away three and he'd still have one and that would kill millions of people because it's a dirty bomb. And but basically it ends with the CIA or FBI or whatever it is disposing one bomb and, you know, all sort of high fives all around in the typical American fashion. And then the camera just pans upwards to another bomb just above them and it counts down 3, 2, 1 and that's when the clips and that's when the credits roll. It's a very good film.
That is good.
See.
But apparently that ending wasn't included in the American release because obviously the Americans wouldn't like the idea that terrorists actually would blow up there.
Oh, so I won't see that if I get it?
No, probably not.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That does.
So, Brad, so you're the guest. What you been doing?
What have I been doing? Shane, I never answered this question before. What makes you think I'm going
to
answer it now?
You have to answer it now. You have to answer it now.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yes, you have. Tell us what your daily routine is.
I don't have to bear my soul to the world.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't, Shane. You can't make me answer, and I will not answer.
Once more.
Once more. What do you want me to say?
Well, what you been doing? What does a normal day consist of for you? Now?
What does a normal day consist of for me? That's a very demeaning question. I'm not sure I like the tone of that question. I get up, and then I do things, and then I go to sleep.
Okay, what kind of things?
Oh, come on, Shane. I answered your question. Varies day to day. I'm tired. It's only 10:30 in the morning. This isn't good.
Are you going to go hunting today?
Go hunting? No, I'm not going to go hunting.
Okay, well, I just had to ask. You going to go for lunch today?
No, I'm not hungry, actually.
Okay, then.
Usually I'm hungry when I don't have breakfast, but I'm not. Anyway, what have you been doing, Shane?
We're going to ask Chief first now.
No, you're just avoiding the question. I've not been doing too much, really. Just lots and lots of schoolwork, and last week I should say I went on holiday for the weekend, and that was quite good. I spent a lot of money, put myself far, far out of pocket and in debt. But that's okay. Every once in a while.
Okay.
Apart from that, yeah, I've just been busy with schoolwork. There's nothing interesting going on in my life.
Okay, then.
How about you, Shane?
Right. What did I do this week? I forgot what I did this week. Oh, I'm working on something called RuneWire right now.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad for you. RuneWire.com, for those of you guys who haven't. But it's going to be changing sometime in the foreseeable future, slightly. And you guys both know what that involves, but I don't want to say too much because if it's not said right, it could be taken in the wrong way. So let's just say we're going to be instituting some changes with the way RuneWire works, and but nothing too drastic. So aside from that, 80 runecrafting, as I said earlier, and as Chief spilled the beans on it, I bought a Dragonfire Shield and a Ceridome and Godsword for the obvious reason of going Slayer. So, that's what I'll be doing, hoping to get some ancient effigies. So, that's about it. I could give you guys a more comprehensive rundown of what I'm doing today with RuneWire if you guys would like to know. Chief, you want to know?
You could explain to me later if you like.
Okay.
We don't need to tell the rest of the world yet.
Yeah, because it is fairly... It's very interesting to me, but not...
Yes, your love would remain a secret.
What?
What
should remain a secret?
Your love.
Oh, right. For code.
Yeah, that.
Anyways... Anybody have anything else before we wrap this one up?
No.
Chief? No. Project, Brad. No, we're done.
Yes, project. Good. Spinaris BNB Update 261 with the Princess Brad Woodward, Brad 7443.
It's 7443, you cretinous asshole.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. And... Chief Snake, a.k.a. Brad 2, the other little princess. Well, only sometimes, not always.
But, part-time princess.
Yes. We will see you guys all next week for a regular show. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.